We continue our learning Le'il Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Manush and Mechaim Yaakov and Pinchas Le'il. We're in Beitza Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis. We continue our discussion about using wood on Yom Tov. Ein notlin eitzim min ha-sukkah ela min ha-samachla. You're not permitted to take wood from a sukkah. This sukkah doesn't have to be the sukkah on Sukkot. This could be a sukkah hut that you have on Shavuos. You could have a hut on another holiday. It makes no difference. The Bar Tanur says, afilu sukkah she'ena shel mitzvah, kagon bepesach, or ba'atzeres. You still can't take wood off of it, off of the top of it, because of, he says, stiras oel. This is considered demolishing. It's Soser is one of the 39 malachos. So to take wood from a sukkah, any type of sukkah, is not allowed elemen ha-samachah, except that which is next to it. That which next to it means that I have wood that's leaning up, let's say, up. It's not part of the walls of the sukkah, it's not part of the schach of the sukkah, but it's leaning up against the sukkah. So that's okay. That's not a problem. It's not attached. It's not part of the walls. And therefore, since we would say that the owner of this wood potentially would have used this for wood for yant, if it's part of stored wood that you could be used for firewood, that would be permitted. And the reason why we're not speaking specifically about Sukkot is because there's an additional problem. Forget about the problem of Soser, of demolishing. There's a problem of using the schach, or using the walls, which is designated for Sukkot. The pasuk says, chag ha-sukkos ta'aselecha shivas yamim. There's a connection between chag and sukkos, which means that the sukkah takes on the status almost of a korban chagiga and has certain kedusha to it. So it's muktzomach mas mitzvah, designated for a mitzvah purpose. I can't use it even if it were not a problem of demolishing of soser. So once again, I can't take the eitzim from off the sukkah because that's soser to use for firewood on yontif. But if it's samachla, it's leaning up against it, so that's okay. Bar Tanur says, kanim hazukufim, reeds that are leaning up samachla defanos, v'lo ne'eruguim adofin, they're not interwoven with the wall, d'lo batlu lagabe dofin, they're not considered nullified to the wall, so then we said, those you're allowed to use. Then the Mishnah says, mevi'in eitzim min hasadeh min hamechunas, you're permitted to take wood, to use wood, and bring it in from the field, as long as it's mechunas. What does it mean? It means that it's been piled already before Yom Tov. So here, the Mishnah is saying, the fact that this wood was already gathered together and piled up, even though it's in the field, it's not near the house. Nonetheless, it's not considered muksa. Obviously, the owner of this wood demonstrated that he had intention to use it on Yom Tov. So therefore, that wood is not considered a muksa. So again, mivin eitzim min ha-sadeh, if it's from the field, all the way out in the field, it's okay if it's min ha-mechunas. If it's already been gathered into a pile in the field, you can bring it in, it's not considered a muksa. It's been designated as mukhan. Umin ha-karpeif, and if it's in an enclosed area, so that's closest, surrounded by a fence, it's secure. So then, afilim and amafuzar, even if it's scattered around, it's considered a mukhan, it's not considered a muksa. So that's the way to understand the Mishnah. So all I need is one criteria. Either that it's mukhunas, is gathered into a pile, then it could be even out in the field. But if it's not, and if it's enclosed, in an area that's closer, that's already secure, it's not out in the field, then it could even be scattered. Then the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Aleph that this the author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. In fact, the Bar Tanur says here, Masnisin Yichidoi, this is a minority opinion, Ve'ena Halacha. This is not the Halacha. What is the Halacha? So Bar Tanur says, Elohilchosa ein mivin eitzim elamana mechunasim shebekarpeif, which means that you need two criteria. Number one, the wood has to have been gathered already in a pile before Yontif. And it has to be in an enclosed area. If it's min hasadeh, says the Bar Tanur, out in the field, lo yavi klal avafilu min hamechunasim, even if it was piled up already, since it's out in the field, you can't bring it in, it's considered muktzah delav daite ilavayu. Your mind is not upon them. Hoil v'ena mishtamrim sham, since they are not guarded there. Aha, avol min akarpeif, shu mishtamer, umukav saviv. But if it's in an enclosed area, which is a secure and guarded area, then it's okay. Kishen mechunasim, if they've been piled up, because daite ilavayu. So that's the halacha. You need both criteria according to the halacha. Now the Ran has an interesting point where he says, well, maybe the problem here of bringing in the wood that's scattered is the issue of ma'amer. Maybe that's why we don't follow this opinion. Ma'amer is one of the 39 malachas. You're not allowed to gather wood and bring it from the area where it grows, where it's from, to bring it in together. So maybe that would be a problem. That would be the issue of malach. And others claim that that's not necessarily, that's not the issue here. The issue is just a muktzah issue. But either way, both criteria are needed. Min ha-karpef, enclosed, and mechunas, and already gathered, cannot be mefuzer. Ezu karpef, well, what is this karpef? You mentioned a karpef. What's considered an enclosure that we say that we can relax this prohibition of muktzah and say, oh, it's already enclosed and it's piled up, so it's okay. Kosho, so as opposed to a sada, sada means it's out very far out of the city. So what's the karpef which is okay? Kol sheh samoch lo'ir, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda, as long as it's close to the city. What does it mean, close to the city? So we may remember this from Erevin, where something that's considered part of the city, anything that, where we have shivim amah v'shirayim, we have 70 and two-thirds amos within that area, so that's still part of the city. And that's a karpef. If it's beyond 72 amos from the city, from the last house in the city, so that's considered the sada, that's going to be a problem. And now one point that the Gemara makes is that there's an assumption here, and you'll see the assumption based on Rabbi Yossi's opinion in a moment, that when Rabbi Yehuda says, what's a karpef if it's samach li'ir, there's an assumption that there's a lock. That karpef is locked and there's a key to get in. If it's an enclosure and it's unlocked, so that's considered like a sudden open field and it would be muktzah. So that's, the Gemara makes that assumption, as you see, because Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenichnasim lo bifosachas v'afilu b'soch tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says that the only criteria necessary is that that there's a key. Rabbi Yossi holds, since the karpef has a lock, so even if it's further than 70 and two-thirds amos from the town, as long as it's within the tchum, as long as it's within the tchum. Now, we spoke about, as long as it's within 70 and two-thirds amos from the last house, you're still okay. That's considered part of the city, not the field, and it's not muktzah. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if there's a key to get in, there's a lock. So then even if it's way beyond that, as long as it's within the 2,000 amos beyond the city's limits, beyond the last house, that would be acceptable and would not be considered muktzah. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Mevakin Eitzin. You're not permitted to chop or split wood. Lo mina on yontif. Lo mina koros. Not from beams. We'll see what beams we're talking about. Velo mina koros shenishbara b'yomtov. Nor from a beam that broke on yomtov. Now, we're talking about here, I have wood that I set aside. It's planned to be used in construction. We mentioned this before. I have like 2x4s sitting in my backyard. It's very clear that these are designated for construction, not to be used as firewood. Fall into the category of muktzah machmas chesron kis, which even Rabbi Shimon, who is the lenient opinion regarding muktzah and regarding certain categories of muktzah, would hold that this is a problem. So therefore, if I have these beams sitting in the backyard, I cannot split them, use them for yontif, for firewood. Velo mina korosh nishbara b'yomtov, but not only that, I have a broken beam. So this broken beam, clearly, it broke on Yom Tov. So obviously, I can't use it for construction. So maybe this should be okay. So the answer is no, because this is what we call, this is considered muktzah, because it was muktzah ben ashmashas. When Yom Tov started, this was a beam that potentially could be used for construction. It was set aside, designated for non-use at that point. So the fact that it broke on Yom Tov, so we employ the principle of migo diskatsoi ben Ashmashos is katzay l'choleyom, a famous concept when it comes to muktzah. Since it's already become muktzah ben ashmashos, that's when the muktzah status of any item sets in. So once it's muktzah ben ashmashos, it remains muktzah for the entire day. You have that problem, let's say, on Shmini Atzeres when it comes to your sukkah decorations. Since they were already muktzah ben ashmashos of Hoshana Rabbah, when you could not use them for yourself, why? Because they're needed for sukkahs, they're designated as a mitzvah, they become usur, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael, for all of Shmini Atzeres, even though it's completely not Sukkos anymore, because they ben Ashmashos of Hoshana Rabbah, they were designated as Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, so they remain usher for the entire day of Shmini Atzeres. Now, there is a question whether Rabbi Shimon would agree with this principle. According to Rabbi Shimon is the one who's generally has this relaxed position, more lenient position when it comes to muksa, but we assume that Rabbi Shimon, according to most poskim, Rabbi Shimon would agree with this. Since it's true, he does take a lenient position when it comes to muksa, and this is now a broken piece of wood, nonetheless, migo diskatzai, since it was already muksa ben hashmashos, it remains muksa the whole day. There's an additional issue whether this would have the status of nolad. Would you say that if this was a piece of wood, or let's say you had a kli for that matter, let's say you had something that was a wooden kli and now it broke. So first it was a kli and now it's just a piece of wood. Maybe that's nolad. Nolad is the worst form of muksa, and even if you're lenient when it comes to muksa in general, nolad may be even more strict. And the fact that it's yontif, there is a position in the Shulchan Aruch you have that, but when it comes to nolad, even though on Shabbos we may be lenient, when it comes to yontif, we're going to be strict when it comes to the category of things that fall of muktza, of nolad, like something that becomes ashes, wood that became ashes on yontif, or beitz shenol to be yontif. That's a category of nolad. This may fall into that category as well, especially if it was a wooden kli that now became just a piece of wood and broke on yontif. Then the Mishnah says, "Ve'ein mevakin." You're not allowed to split wood. Lo bekardom, lo bemegerov, lo bemagol. You can't use an axe, a saw, or a sickle. Now here we're talking about that which I am allowed to split. The Mishnah, Gemara says, Adaf Lamanal, there's obviously something missing here, because you just told me I'm not allowed to split wood. Then you're telling me what items, what kalim I should not be using to split wood. You just told me not to split wood. So the answer is, Chisra Machasra, meaning there is a statement that's missing, which is, V'hochik Tani, I'm reading from the Bar Tanura, Avol Mivakin Min HaKora Shenishbra Me'erev Yomtiv. But you are allowed to split wood and use that for a fire or for fuel if it broke on Erev Yom Tov. And when you do that, make sure you still make a change, make a shini from that which we do during the week. It should not be an uvdun dechol, so don't use any of an axe, a saw, a sickle, which are typically used to chop wood, but you can use a kofitz, which is sometimes translated as a meat cleaver, and that's something that's the type of kli that you should use to avoid the problem of doing something that looks like a weekday activity. Then the Mishnah says, Bayishu male peros, sasum minivchas. You have a house, let's talk about it, really a storage room, and it's filled with fruit all the way to the top. So you have no access to it because it's completely enclosed, and to open it up would be the malacha, once again, of soser, of removing stones, so that's not allowed. So the pears are basically off limits. And now what happened, something happened, a wind came, whatever it is, and the house broke. And now you have access to the house, you have access to the fruit, to the storage room. It's open, v'nifchas, now it was sealed, and now it's broken into. Says the Mishnah, no tail mimkom apchas. You're allowed to take fruit from that open area and use that fruit. Now the question is, why should that be? Shouldn't that fruit be a muktzah? In fact, that's a special category of muktzah known as muktzah machmas iser. What is muktzah machmas iser? Where something is muktzah, was set aside for non-use because there would have been an iser, a malacha involved in accessing that fruit. So here too, you know why that's muktzah? Because the only way to get that on Shabbos on Yontif would be to break the house. That would be a malacha, muktzah machmas iser. The similar thing, maybe the classic example is you have oil. Can I use oil, leftover oil in the Shabbos candles? All the oil wasn't used up. Can I use that on Shabbos day for my salad? I'm not sure why you want to use it for salad, but let's say you want to use that oil. So that oil is muktzah. Why is that oil muktzah? So the answer is because Bein Hashmash was because Yontif started, you could not access that oil. If you'd have taken some of that oil out when the candle was lit on Erev Shabbos or Leil Shabbos, you would be doing the malach of mechabe. You would be doing the malach of extinguishing. You'd be taking out oil, and that would cause the candle to go out earlier. That's a malach. So that oil is muktza machmas iser. It's muktza because of the potential iser that would be involved in accessing that oil. That oil, therefore, remains based on the concept of migo deskatzoi. Since it's muktza erev Shabbos ben hashmashos, it remains muktza all of Shabbos. The same thing should be true when it comes to this fruit. So why is this fruit okay? It says, no till me Balkarma Pchas. So the answer is, the Gemara explained Daflamid Aleph and Beis, that it's not Muktza, because this would not be a Malacha de Oraisa of demolishing, of destroying, of Soser. Why? Because the Gemara says, was talking about a wall that is that doesn't have any mortar, doesn't have any plaster. There's nothing that's connecting the pieces, the stones one to another. So to remove a stone from that would only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. And that's why if it opened up, no tel mimbokom apchas, we wouldn't call this, we would not consider this a muktzumach basisser. And Tosus says that I have a problem with that. Why? Why should it be that an Issa D'Rabbanan, still, to take out a stone would be an Issa D'Rabbanan? So you're going to tell me that doesn't now give the fruit inside the status of muktzumach basisser? Something that's Issa D'Rabbanan is still Issa. So why should that be? So they're based on that question, the Ramban has another explanation for why the Mishnah says that this is okay. It's true that there's a problem of Soser, whether it's Soser d'Oraisa or even in this case, Soser d'Rabbanan. Nonetheless, the produce is permitted halachically because of the following. Here you have the Soser that you would be doing would not be on the produce. It would be on the house. And since it would be on the house, it would be on the wall, so the produce is therefore considered a permitted object. Yes, there's something there's a barrier here that doesn't allow you, that restricts it from your access. But that's not what we call muktzumach mas iser. And therefore, that would be okay. In fact, if that would be true, the produce would be permitted even if the wall were an Issa D'Oraisa involved in removing it, according to the Ramban. And this wouldn't fall into the category of Muktzumach Mas Isser at all. And has nothing to do with the fact that there's a plaster connecting the stones, or there's no plaster connecting the stones. Different, of course, you can understand the Ramban. Everyone agrees with this. You could understand the difference between that and, let's say, the oil we spoke about. When it comes to the oil, to access the oil, so it's the oil itself is that with which I do the malacha. I take the oil out and I'm extinguishing the fire a little bit earlier on a Friday night. But here, removing the stone is not, that may be the malacha, but that's not the thing that I want. The fruit is the thing that I want, and it's unrelated to it, or it's not connected necessarily to the object with which I do the malacha. Maybe therein lies the difference. Either way, Rabbi Meir Omer, he takes an even a more lenient position. Af poches lechatchila venotel. He says, not only can you use the produce if the room has been broken into on its own, but I can even bring myself into the room. Now, why is that? So again, according to Rabbi Meir, the bricks are not cemented at all. And Rabbi Meir allows even this, he allows you to demolish this completely. It's not an Issa D'Rabbanan at all. And therefore, this should be okay. You'll tell me, hold on. The bricks, you have to tell me the bricks are muktza. That shouldn't be allowed. So the answer is the Simchas Yom Tov allows, remember, it's only muktza, only Din D'Rabbanan. The Din of Simchas Yom Tov would allow us to override this prohibition. I'm reading from the Bar Tanura. Af poches lechatchil dohoil ve'ein sham tit ela levenim sedur mazal gazo. There is no mortar. There's just bricks one on top of the other. Lo have soser. That's not soser at all. V'shoil lefachos lechatchila. And the reason for that is because we allow Simchas Yom Tov to use the food to override this the rabbinic prohibition of moving muktzah.